Oregon sets and looks off over at first once more. And Berrigan gets back there in time. So Drew Berrigan, a guy that's only had three stolen bases this season. And the 1-2 hooked away right field side and out of play once more. So Graydon West working this count, staying alive, not going away so easily. Two gone. Ball, two strikes. The 1-2, and just outside of the right corner on a breaking ball, 2-2. Deuces run across the board, two balls, two strikes, and two outs. Berrigan stands at first. 2-2 sweeps low at the dirt, in for a ball, and the count runs full. Corrigan still looking for his first strikeout. He's given up two hits, a walk, but has gotten help from his defense in the meantime. The payoff, and a swing, and a liner up the middle. Takes a weird hop over to Moroic, throws it to first, and he gets him. Just barely in time. Graydon West was almost there. Joseph Moroic, though, on top of it. We head to the top of the third, 0-0 through two innings. We'll take a quick step aside.
Air conditioner not running? Make a call to the bullpen for the experts at Comfort Air Heating, Cooling, Fireplaces, a proud partner of your Wisconsin Rapids Raptors. We'll work quickly and efficiently to get your AC back up and running. As a Bryant Factory authorized dealer, our team will do whatever it takes to repair the problem quickly and efficiently. We'll get your system out of its slump and back in the game.
Need a repair? Schedule it now at comfortair.biz. That's comfort, A-I-R-E, dot biz.
Let's face it, mornings are tough. We could all use a little pick-me-up. The answer? El Cafe in Port Edwards. Not only will the atmosphere and friendly staff at El Cafe give you a boost, but their breakfast will knock your socks off. Enjoy one of their great daily breakfast specials, sure to satisfy, or really kick it up with their fish tacos and spicy salsa. Life's too short to have another boring breakfast. Get up, get going, and get to El Cafe in beautiful Port Edwards right next to the police station. Start your day with a kick at El Cafe.
Mid-State Technical College. You belong here. Start your classes and get your degree right here, or transfer to your four-year.
Mid-State Technical College. You belong here. In person at four convenient campuses, online or a hybrid.
Mid-State Technical College. You belong here for your Career Accelerator Certificate, a quick way to get ahead in your career.
Mid-State Technical College. You belong here.
Get started at mstc.edu.
Mid-State Technical College. You belong here.
Let's get back to Raptors baseball here on WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids.
So top of the third inning, Kyle Carlson will lead off for the Raptors. Six straight outs for the Doxbiners. Even though they gave up a base hit, they got a 3-6-3 double play. So Mason Weckler will go to work once more. Carlson bats a .242, 15 hits for him, 62 at bats. For the junior out of Piedmont College, he'll see a ball, 1-0. So on deck is Joseph Moroic making his debut. And there's a pitch that goes low at a ball, 2-0. Moroic out of College of Lake County. So he's on deck. Carlson. We'll see the 2-0. And there's a strike from Mason Weckler. Weckler still looking for his first strikeout. He's gotten help from his defense and that double play. Two flyouts, a ground out, a pop out. And the 2-1. And brushes the dirt low at a ball at a strike, 2-2. Two balls, two strikes. Count runs at 2-2. 2-2 outside and away for a ball, 3-2. Count runs full. Three balls, two strikes. Mason Weckler here in a payoff pitch. Turns and serves. And Carlson hits a high fly ball chasing after this. Is Peterson, does he have the legs for it? And just goes away near the bullpen down there for the Rafters. So out in foul territory. Only two innings down. Just getting going here on this beautiful Friday night here in Fond du Lac. Dramatic win for the Rafters yesterday. Looking to sweep this series. Madison, they were up 6-0 over Wausau. And we need Madison to keep losing games. They're up 6-0. Wausau 14. Yes, 14 unanswered runs. And the Woodchucks snapped their 9-game losing streak. So good for them. And certainly helps the Rafters out in the payoff. And a swing and a miss up top. Carlson goes down. So the first strikeout of Weckler's day comes on Carlson. So now Joseph Moroic making his debut for the Rafters at the batting position. A guy that batted a .286 for College of Lake County. 18 games played. He had 35 at-bats, 10 runs, 10 hits, at 6 RBIs as well. So Joseph Moroic, he'll step in with one gone, and he'll see a strike from Weckler, 0-1. So no balls, a strike with one down. 0-1 is the count. The 0-1 and a swing and a miss. 0-2. So Moroic down here in this count. 0-2. Weckler looking for back-to-back strikeouts. On deck is Levi Jensen. Weckler turns. The 0-2 just drifts away on the left corner for a ball. So ball, two strikes. Joseph Moroic, the left-hander. He throws right but bats left. He'll check swing at a ball outside, 2-2. So two balls, two strikes. Moroic will set in. He'll kick to 2-2 from Weckler. Just low, so after 0-2 count, three straight balls, and now another full count situation. Weckler will turn in. Bends low, sets, and a 3-2 and a swing, and a ball popped up into shallow center. Cooney runs after it and makes an easy grab to make the catch. So just like that, back-to-back outs. Levi Jensen now. A guy batting a 100 for the Rafters. He struggled at the plate, but he's been so reliable behind the plate at the catcher's position. Well, no, 11 hits, batting a 109. So, yeah, he bats a 109 on 101 at-bats. So, two down. Weckler will work up on Jensen, high on a fastball up above the zone. So, Fond du Lac, if they can retire Jensen, that would be 9 straight outs for them. They would go 9 up and 9 down through the first 3. And Jensen will see a strike here. Peppers the zone, 1-1. Two down. A ball and a strike. Weckler kicks in the 1-1 to Jensen. And a breaking ball once more. Just lifts inside to the zone, 1-2. So Weckler looking for his second strikeout. Levi Jensen has struck out 27 times. And the 1-2 from Weckler on a swing and a weak ground ball over to Serene, who charges it at second, scoops it up in the throw on a first, and he gets Jensen for the 9th straight out as 9 up and 9 down for the Doxbunners. We head to the bottom of the 3rd, 0-0 through 2.5. We'll step aside.
It's summertime in Wisconsin, and whatever the weather, it will impact you and your plans.
Should I water the garden? Will our event be rained out? Count on your local Civic Media radio station for in-depth details and the most up-to-date forecast.
Temperatures are rising into the mid and upper 70s under sunny skies.
It's your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app.
Did you know the Wisconsin State Fair is 172 years old? It still celebrates the industries important to our state's history, like agriculture. But every year, new attractions and items are added. This year, there's more than 100 new foods to try. So what do you think topped the culinary list last year? Flamin' hot Cheetos chicken on a stick? Deep-fried old-fashioned? Or Pino pretzel popper brat? The answer's coming up. The Wisconsin State Fair didn't start in its current home of West Allis. The first was in Janesville along the Rock River, then moved to different locations the next 40 years. The original cream puff has been around almost as long. Close to 400,000 are gobbled up every year. So which food was number one last year? It was the Pino pretzel popper brat. It came out on top. The State Fair is a true slice of Wisconsin, and it runs through August 13th. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Let's get back to the game here on WFHR.
Bottom of the third inning, so a new pitcher in for the Rafters making his debut out of Hillsdale College, Brandon Scott. From Adrian, Michigan, and a guy that has had 13 total appearances in the past 2 years for Hillsdale, nine this past season. He had two games started, 11 in the third innings pitched. He allowed 19 hits, 9 runs, but 9 strikeouts for the left-hander. So went to Lenawee Christian High School, and he was a three-sport athlete there. Helped lead his team to the Division I state title in football and the first baseball district title since 2016. So certainly a guy that was a big pitcher out of high school, as so many of these guys were. So Brandon Scott making his debut. So Scott now, he'll step in and go to work. And there it is. First pitch is a strike here on Cooney, top of the order. Cooney popped out to first, his first time up. Brandon Scott will look. And a swing and a high hit ball slicing in the left center as Johnson runs under and it makes an easy catch for one down. So a lot of quick outs we've seen this game. A lot of fly outs, pop outs as well. Shows the pitching's been on. They've been on top of it with the pitching today. Not as many strikeouts, but the defense certainly has helped in that. Jake Serrain grounded out to short over to Brewer. So he's 0 for 1. Scott will look and lift and throw high at a ball just outside of the right corner, 1-0. One gone. Two hits for the Dockspiners. The 1-0 from Scott. And just peppers the zone at a strike, 1-1. So Brandon Scott, the second pitcher out of the bullpen today. Jackson Corrigan went two innings, 34 pitches, allowed two hits and a walk. And a swing and a liner right into the glove of Moroic at second. Barely had to move to his left. An easy out there. So Parker Noel got a base hit into left field. It was a ground ball. That went in between second and third. So he's 1-for-1. Good start for Noel. Two down. Setting in and serving. And is a ball 1-0. A 1-0 count. Brandon Scott looking to retire the side. He's only up to 6 pitches. And a swing and a miss low. 1-1. So the left-hander really has a good command about him so far. Two gone. The 1-1 from Scott. Just out of the way at a ball. Two balls and a strike here for Parker and Noel. Two hits for the Dock Spiders. Noel got a hit and Berrigan got a hit. Noel had that two-run home run yesterday in the top of the first. He'll see a 2-1. And go right down the plate and a strike, 2-2. So Brandon Scott up to 9 pitches looking for his first strikeout. A fly out to center from Cooney and a line out to second from Serrain. Bottom of the third, the 2-2. And a curveball just worked outside at a ball 3-2. And the count runs full. So three balls, two strikes. Coming set is Scott. The payoff. And fouled off backside of the bat. And the count runs full. Brandon Scott up to 11 pitches. The payoff. And lined out right field side out of play. Nolan Lawrence University. 7 RBIs for him. His first home run yesterday. Has really made a big impact for this team and Doug Coe as well. The payoff from Scott. Paints the zone on the right side for strike 3. Brandon Scott going to work. It's his first strikeout of his debut. We head to the top of the fourth. 0-0 through 3. We'll take a quick step aside here on WFHR.
Who makes insurance simple? That's easy. Delta Dental of Wisconsin. So if you ask, what company encourages you to use your benefits for regular preventive care? Or who provides quick service online or by phone? Which insurance offers access to the largest provider networks? Or who helps you save money when you need more than a checkup? The answer's the same. Definitely Delta Dental. For dental and vision insurance made simple, choose Delta Dental of Wisconsin and Delta Vision today.
Rafters Baseball is brought to you by Sharon Zeman, Sky Manning, Clay Kanoki, and Joe Arnold, your Wisconsin Rapids Edward Jones financial advisors. Learn how they can help you reach your financial goals. Visit edwardjones.com. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
It's not just about the barrels and construction. Highway projects are community investments. So do your part. Stay alert, eliminate distractions, and mind your speed. Every driver makes a difference. Sponsored by the Wisconsin DOT.
When severe weather hits and the power goes out, do you have a plan? For reliable power and peace of mind, propane can do that. It only takes about 10 seconds for a propane-powered generator to restore power to your home. So no matter what Mother Nature has in store, you know you're prepared. Learn more at WIPGA.org. This message is sponsored by your local propane provider and the Wisconsin Propane Education and Research Council.
Now, let's get back to exciting Rafters baseball here on WFHR.
Top of the fourth inning and top of the order as the Rafters and the Knox Bunners 0-0 through 3. Joey Fearon with you here on WFHR on this beautiful Friday night here at Herb Acre Field. Well, Ty Johnson will lead off. He popped out to third his first time up. Mason Weckler back on the mound once more. 3 innings of work, 34 pitches for him. Has given up a hit but has acquired a strikeout. All right, he struck out Carlson. So Weckler will go to work. So he's had a good command about himself. His defense has been on top of it. They've gotten a double play where Gallison grounded out to the first baseman. There's a 3-6-3 double play. Gallison and Lordoy both went down. And Johnson will see it. A first pitch strike going one. Ty Johnson headed to Baylor next season. And such a guy in a McLennan Community College was just one of those guys that his numbers were off the chart out of the 3-64. And he'll see it, a strike going two. It's been here from the start for the Rafters. A guy they can count on night in and night out. And the 0-2 from Weckler, high and above the zone. And a fastball, 1-2. So the only hits have come from Lordoy. And a swing and a miss. Johnson goes down. That's the second strikeout of Weckler's day. And Aiden Brewer grounded out to the second baseman, his first time out. So Brewer was on the team last year. He batted a 190. So returning Rafter was former teammates with Brandon Scott, both at Hillsdale. Brewer's going to be headed to UNC Greensboro next season. So he's hitting the Division I level, and we wish him the best of luck. But Brewer swings and hits a bouncer past the third baseman. He goes in between the third baseman West and the shortstop Berrigan in the left field. So Aiden Brewer with a base hit, and he puts himself at first. That's the second hit for the Rafters. Brendan Bobo flew out to center his first time up. It was a high fly ball. He's already had a home run here once where he bombed a ball in the center. Remind you, it's 330 to right, 330 to left, and 400 to center. So a little bit longer than Winterfield is, but nonetheless. And one gone. Weckler will set high and lost that pitch there in for a ball. So Bobo, the first baseman, here with one down. Lordoy's on deck, and the checkoff over to first. Weckler giving up two hits, but no runs. Rafters looking to capitalize here at top of the fourth. Brewer's at first. Well, Weckler looks, kicks high, and a swing, and a weak ground ball over to Serain, who shifts on over his left, and the throw to first. And he gets Bobo. But Brewer gets to second. So a runner in scoring position. Lordoy had a base hit. His first time up. Two down. Was a liner into center field. Two gone. And Weckler sets and a changeup. There is a strike. Kellen Wan. Gallison on deck. No balls, a strike. The count runs at 0-1. The 0-1 to Lordoy, and it looks like, was he hit there? Yeah, he might have been. And yes, I believe he was. He was hit on the right leg. He'll take first. So Lordoy hit by a pitch just like he was yesterday. Now you have runners on first and second. Two down. Anthony Gallison grounded out into a 3-6-3 double play his first time up. And that hard ground ball past the third baseman yesterday that drove in the winning run. So big day for him as he swings and hits a hard ground ball over towards the second baseman, Berrigan, who steps on second and retires the side. But the Rafters, they get a hit. They don't get any runs scored. We head to the bottom of the fourth. 0-0 through 3.5. We'll take a quick step aside.
They spend their work life helping others. Police officers, firefighters, active and retired military service members, first responders, healthcare workers, and teachers. Chris Inda, realtor with Next Home Partners, helps finding their home life a little easier.
Hi, I'm Chris Inda. As a veteran myself, I know how important it is to have a place you can rest, recuperate, and call home.
Ask about the Homes for Heroes program today at 715-741-1851 or search for Chris Inda Realty on Facebook.
Hey, baseball fans. Are you ready to swing for the fences in your career instead of warming the bench? By joining Skyward's award-winning team, you'll put education technology solutions into the hands of school leaders who serve over 7 million students around the world. Innovation, collaboration, and fun are all a part of the Skyward culture. So what are you waiting for? Step up to the plate and apply today at www.skyward.com/careers.
It doesn't hurt, feels good to help. And when you give blood, you provide a life-saving difference for others. The need doesn't take a summer break. So we have a challenge for you, started by Civic Media's Earl Ingram.
Congratulations to all those people and all of you who donate blood.
Take a selfie while giving blood, then post it along with hashtag Civic Pints. Give blood and you could get a prize too. Find challenge details and a donation center near you at civicmedia.us/giveblood. civicmedia.us/giveblood.
Now, let's get back to exciting Rafters baseball here on WFHR.
Bottom of the fourth inning, Lorenzo Rios leads off for the Doxbinders. Both teams have been getting it done on the defensive side. Brandon Scott will go to work once more. 13 pitches, a strikeout for him. He struck out Parker Nolte in the inning in the third. He'll go to work and sets high up on a ball that time, 1-0. The left-hander on the third base side of the slab has got a good command about himself. Really works in his off-speed pitches to perfection. And there goes the 1-0 and a swing and a ground ball in between second and third. Pass the shifting over Moroic. And Rios will take first, leads off with a single. So Seth Sweetchick grounded out to third. Low scoring affair, only through 3.5 innings, but the Dockspiners, they like to get in those low scoring affairs, which is interesting given the Rafters have the best ERA in the league. But every time the Rafters won, besides the game they won 6-1, it's been about 2 runs or less each game. These two teams tend to go at it as they swing in a liner into Johnson at center. Comes out and makes an easy grab. Sweet Chick goes down. So Jack Peterson now lined out to the first baseman, Bobo. One out. Peterson, the left-hander, out of Trinity. And he's 0-1. And he'll swing and hit kind of a jam shot that bounces into the glove of Brewer. Steps on second. The throw to first to Bobo. And he's not there. He's there in time. Couldn't make the throw in time. But good play there from Aiden Brewer. Mitchell Johnson flew out to center. So runner at first off of a leadoff single from Rios. A fly out to center. And then Aiden Brewer, getting his job done, almost had that double play. Would have been a 6-3 double play. And one away, bottom fourth. Brandon Scott lifts high his leg, and a swing and a ball sliced up, popped away. Bobo looks to track it down and can't make the grab as it goes into, I believe, the stands down there. Nonetheless, 0-1. So no balls, a strike. With two down. Mitchell Johnson, the DH. Hasn't recorded a hit yet. Flew out to center his first time up and checks off over at first. 2 gone. No balls and a strike. Johnson. We'll see the 0-1 now from Scott. And a sliced away right field side. 0-2. So no balls, 2 strikes. Near bottom of the fourth. Brandon Scott, a great debut for him. 19 pitches, has given up a hit and a strikeout. Looking for strikeout number 2 here. The 0-2 to Johnson. And again, fouled off right field side. No balls, 2 strikes. 0-2 is the count. Mitchell Johnson out of Catholic University of America. And Scott lifts his leg, fires just outside on a curveball. Brushes off the right edge in for a ball. So a ball, 2 strikes, 2 outs. Standing at first is Peterson, as he got on base on a fielder's choice. So Peterson now, he'll step in. 2 down. And the 1-2 fouled again right side. So Johnson really getting up the pitch count for Scott. At first, Jack Peterson was a ground ball into the shortstop. Brewer stepped on second, almost made the play over to, at first. And 1-2 is the count. Scott, the left-hander, will set in with the ball in his glove. The 1-2 home, and just low. He thought that possibly could have been strike 3. He was stepping off the mound for a sack, but it comes in for a ball. 2-2. Three hits for the Dockspiders now. A hit from Noel Rios in Berrigan. And the 2-2. And there's a changeup down the plate for strike three. What a start for Brandon Scott. We head to the top of the fifth, 0-0 through four innings. We'll take a quick step aside here on WFHR.
Rafters Baseball is brought to you by Sharon Zeman, Sky Manning, Clay Kanoki, and Joe Arnold, your Wisconsin Rapids Edward Jones financial advisors. Learn how they can help you reach your financial goals. Visit edwardjones.com. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
Saturdays at 1, don't miss Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring legendary Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Football, life, and fun.
Earl, you've been driving a Yugo. They just gave you a brand new Ferrari with turbo. So enjoy it, brother.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger. Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Saturdays at 1 on the Civic Media Network and on the Civic Media app.
Hey, this is Petty Pincher Bob, and I love a good rummage sale. If you love them too, you can list your Saturday rummage sale right here on this radio station. Your 15-second Saturday rummage sale ad runs Friday all day and Saturday morning for only $50 per week. If you would like to list your Saturday rummage sale, call us now, 715-629-9501. The deadline for each week is Wednesday at noon. Operators are standing by now. Please have a valid credit card ready to go. See ya!
Let's get back to the ballpark and more Wisconsin Rapids Rafters baseball on WFHR.
Top of the fifth inning. Joey Feuer coming at you here on WFHR. 0-0 game. It's been a lot of defense. Five combined hits. Three to the Dockspiders. Two to the Rafters. James Bornick will lead off. He flew out to right his first time up. So Mason Weckler has gone four innings, 44 pitches, two hits, and two strikeouts. So he'll look. He's only had averaging 11 pitches per inning. And he'll set it on a first pitch strike. Had a curveball, 0-1. So Bornick, Adam Arian, his home field he's playing on. So very familiar with this field. And he'll see a strike again, 0-2. So no balls, two strikes. Three hits for the Dockspiders, two for the Rafters, and the 0-2 outside, and a ball 1-2. Bornick crushed that ball into right field, but I thought that had a chance for a moment. Peterson was back at it and made the catch, but Bornick, a decent start. The 1-2 and a check swing, and did he fully come across? Third base umpire said he did. So Nick Hudlow said he came across. So going down is Bornick. He struck out. So Kyle Carlson struck out swinging his first time up. Weckler, three strikeouts so far. He's had a good command about himself. Really has worked in his pitches well. One down. Weckler here to Carlson. And there's a strike, 0-1. So 0-1 count. Two away. Top of the fifth. Weckler goes again. Can't work in that breaking ball. It goes low of the right corner and a ball 1-1. So a ball and a strike with one out. Carlson, 0-1, the third baseman. He'll see the 1-1 up above the left edge at a ball 2-1. So two balls, a strike. One out. The 2-1 from Weckler, and a swing and a miss on a curveball, 2-2. Carlson already struck out once, not hoping to do that again. Joseph Moroic is up on deck. Weckler looking for back-to-back strikeouts. He'll set the 2-2 to Carlson, a swing and a miss. Carlson reaches out for it on the right edge, gets caught. as Mason Weckler up to four strikeouts. Back-to-back strikeouts for him. So Joseph Moroic flew out to center his first time up. Moroic out of the College of Lake County. A 286 batter there this season. And Weckler feeling good about himself, but throws at a first pitch ball. And down low with his zone. So righty on lefty. Only two hits from the rafters came from Brewer and Lordoy. And there's the ball once more. 2-0. On deck is Levi Jensen. Mason Weckler up to 55 pitches. And the 2-0. And a swing and a high fly ball into right center. And that drops before Peterson can get down to it. And a base hit there from Moroic. So his first of his second at-bat for the Rafters. So Levi Jensen grounded out to second. His first time up. 3-3 on the hits now. Moroic at first. So a two-out single into right center field. And Jensen is due up. A weak ground ball to Serene at second. So he's 0 for 1. Two down. Weckler will go to work. And a swing and a miss on Jensen. 0-1. So top of the fifth here. No balls, a strike. Two down. And checking off over at first. Weckler, 57 pitches. He went seven innings in his last outing where the Rafters fell 2-1. And showing bunt is Jensen. And it comes up for a ball, 1-1. Joseph Moroic. A great hit into right center. We'll see if he looks to take second. Weckler, the right-hander. Out of Wisconsin, Stevens Point. The 1-1 to Jensen, and a swing and a weak ground ball over to the shortstop, Berrigan. Underhands it to Serene at second, and that takes out the inning. So the Rafters get a hit, but we head to the bottom of the fifth. 0-0. We'll be back in a moment here on WFHR.
Air conditioner not running? Make a call to the bullpen for the experts at Comfort Air Heating, Cooling, Fireplaces. A proud partner of your Wisconsin Rapids Rafters. We'll work quickly and efficiently to get your AC back up and running. As a Bryant Factory authorized dealer, our team will do whatever it takes to repair the problem quickly and efficiently. We'll get your system out of its slump and back in the game.
Need a repair? Schedule it now at comfortair.biz. That's comfortaire.biz.
Let's face it, mornings are tough. We could all use a little pick-me-up. The answer? El Cafe in Port Edwards. Not only will the atmosphere and friendly staff at El Cafe give you a boost, but their breakfast will knock your socks off. Enjoy one of their great daily breakfast specials, sure to satisfy, or really kick it up with their fish tacos and spicy salsa. Life's too short to have another boring breakfast. Get up, get going, and get to El Cafe in beautiful Port Edwards right next to the police station. Start your day with a kick at El Cafe.
Better begins with the way we treat each other, the way we listen to one another, and the way we serve and support each other. At Aspirus Health, better begins with a commitment to help build healthy families, healthy relationships, and healthy communities throughout a lifetime, from generation to generation. For whatever needs to be better in your life, better begins at Aspirus Health. Passion for excellence, compassion for people.
You're listening to Wisconsin Rapids Rafters Baseball on WFHR.
Bottom of the fifth inning, Daniel Clark will step in on the mound for the Rafters, making his debut as well. So many guys making their debut, and the reason is today's the last day you can add a player before this would have to be your finalized playoff roster. So any player that plays after that is making his debut is not allowed to qualify for the playoffs. So this is the last day that they have to play. And Daniel Clark He's 6'4", redshirt senior from Chandler, Arizona. So headed to the University of Sioux Falls next season. And a guy that only appeared in one game against Maryville this past season on March the 22nd. So he redshirted his sophomore season. So Clark now, it's his debut, the right-hander. A good outing for Brandon Scott. Two innings, 24 pitches, allowed a hit and two strikeouts. So Clark, the third pitcher out of the bullpen. And due up. Setting and serving a wild first pitch. Drew Berrigan is due up. So 1-0 count. Here, Daniel Clark, the right-hander. Looks, he's got a sidearm and a swing and a high fly ball into left center field. Gallison chasing after it and making a sliding catch. What a play there from Anthony Gallison. Sliding on his knees in the left center. That ball gets down. Sure enough, it's a double. But what a play there for Gallison. So Graydon West grounded out to second. He's 0 for 1. Daniel Clark, the right-hander, has kind of an odd release about him. It's kind of in between a sidearm and just a normal throw. And it comes in at a strike, though, 0-1. Clark, the 0-1, and a swing and a bouncer. Popped away back behind home plate, 0-2. So no balls, two strikes, one out. 0-2 is the count. And the 0-2, and low at a ball that time for Clark. 1-2, so Graydon West, the third baseman, near top of the order with Connor Cooney, is on deck. Each team with three hits. A hit from Noel Rios in Berrigan. As a ground ball away at the third baseline in foul territory, 1-2. And a ball, two strikes. Daniel Clark, nearing his seventh pitch. He'll look the 1-2, and a swing and a liner that goes right into the glove of Bobo. Reached out and just made an easy grab. So that's two down. It's a second lineout Bobo has caught, top of the order with Connor Cooney. He popped out to first and flew out to center. He's 0 for 2. He could start here for the Raptors, be a good inning for the Raptors. To go 1-2-3. Clark looks, sets, serves, and goes high and away at a breaking ball at 71. 1-0. So 1-0 count, two down. And the 1-0 a little bit low at a strike, though, 1-1. A ball, a strike with two down, and a swing, and a popped-up ball flown into left field. Gallison under it and makes an easy grab for the third out. So they retire the side and three batters. We head to the top of the sixth, 0-0 through five. We'll be back in a moment here on WFHR.
If you're a firearms enthusiast, Dixon Gun Shop LLC in Nacoosa is a name to know and trust. At Dixon Gun Shop, they buy, sell, and trade firearms, ensuring you'll always find the perfect piece for your collection. And here's something special. They're a proud veteran-owned business committed to serving their community with honor and integrity. Whether you're a seasoned shooter or a first-time buyer, they'll assist you every step of the way. Dixon Gun Shop LLC, 328 Market Street, Nacoosa, or call 715-886-4867. That's 715-886-4867.
Having low income can mean making tough choices. Choosing between paying for food or medication or a place to live is a reality for many people. Do you know someone who could use some extra help? Find out about the Supplemental Security Income Program, SSI, administered by Social Security. You could receive monthly SSI payments if your income and financial resources are low and you are 65 or older, or an adult or child with a disability or who is blind. SSI is money you can use to help pay for basic needs, like putting food on the table, keeping the lights on, paying the rent. It can mean new shoes for growing feet or help with medical needs. Call 1-800-772-1213 or visit ssa.gov/SSI to schedule an appointment or start to apply today. That's ssa.gov/SSI. This message produced by Social Security at U.S. taxpayer expense.
Now, back to more Wisconsin Rapids Rafters baseball on WFHR.
Top of the sixth inning and the top of the order with Ty Johnson to lead off. Joey Fear with you here on WFHR. So a change at third base. Bradley Comer making his debut for the Dock Spiders instead of Graydon West. So he's at third base now. So a change there. But nonetheless, Weckler back on the mound. Johnson, who popped out to third, struck out swinging. So is this the moment where the Raptors can get going? And is this the inning where they can finally break through? And Weckler throws in at a ball, 1-0. Five innings, 60 pitches, four strikeouts. And the 1-0 to Johnson. High and away at a ball, 2-0. So 2-0 count. Here for Ty Johnson. And the 2-0 from Weckler. Way inside at ball three. So an opportunity here to see the fourth ball and lead off with a walk. 3-0 count. Mason Weckler kicks, serves up above the zone out of four straight balls on a walk. And Ty Johnson will take first. So good start here. Hayden Brewer grounded out to second and also had a base hit. So Brewer 1-for-2. Ty Johnson, there's the reason why he leads the team in walks. So disciplined at the plate. He's up to 37 walks on the season. I have a feeling here this is where the Raptors are going to break through. It just seems like it, as Weckler will set in. The pitching has gone a little bit down for Weckler, and it comes in for a ball. Johnson at first. Mason Weckler looks the second offering, and a swing and a bouncer into the glove of Weckler. Turns to second, throws to Bear again, and then he gets Johnson out, but Brewer gets to first. So Mason Weckler, kind of a slow turnaround there. Thought he had all day, but Bear again just made that tag in time. Brewer gets on base on a fielder's choice. Brendan Bobo is due out. Bobo flew out to center and grounded out to second. One down. Coming set. In serving is Weckler. Bobo hits a ground ball into Sweet Chick at first. The throw to Berrigan at second. The throw over his head. And so getting out is Brewer at second. And it looks to be an error there on Berrigan. So Bobo gets the first from an error, and it seems like, or no, is it an interference? Bobo will take second now. So Bobo's at second, and the reason why it was an error, yeah, it's an error on Berrigan, but it went over the head and into the wall, kind of ricocheted off, so it would have indicated Bobo would have gone to second, so that's where that goes. And Weckler will set and serve on a strike here on Lordoy. So runner in scoring position for the Raptors. One away. Mason Weckler, 67 pitches. He's at four strikeouts, giving up three hits. Lordoy, 1-for-1. Has had a base hit and also was hit by a pitch. And the count runs at 1-1. So a ball and a strike. 1-1. Here's the count. Sets and serves as Lordoy fouls it away. So a ball and two strikes with two down. Lordoy is due up. Here we go once more. 1-2 is the count. Two down. And the 1-2 from Weckler to Lordoy. And a liner into left field. On his way home is Bobo. The throw from Noll to tag in time. And he gets him. What a play there. The tag from Rios Bobo goes down. And that's the third out. What a defensive play for the Dockspiders. They keep it scoreless. We head to the bottom of the sixth here on WFHR.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. Lows of aloft around 60 tonight under mainly cloudy skies, easterly winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Daytime highs approaching 85. Tomorrow, a mix of clouds and sun. Cloudy skies. Tomorrow night, chance for scattered showers. Lows around 61. Chance for scattered thunderstorms Sunday and Monday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 80.
Our hands are very important to a rewarding life. Think about your hands, shaking the hand of a friend, hugging a loved one, holding onto a rake or hammer, catching a ball, throwing a frisbee, emailing, texting, opening a jar, or just picking up your favorite book. If your hands or wrists hurt, you're just not enjoying life to the fullest. See the Good Hand Specialist at Wisconsin River Orthopedics. Yes, Wisconsin River Orthopedics are the sports med specialists in Wisconsin Rapids. Call 715-424-1881 and get on the path to relieving pain and restoring life.
You came across someone struggling with hunger. How would you recognize them? Would you notice a 16-year-old boy who got his first job?
Not for extra spending money, but to help feed his little sisters?
Or a mother who's in between jobs and sometimes goes to bed hungry so her kids can have dinner? I am the one in eight Americans who struggle with hunger. I am hunger in America.
Hunger can be hard to recognize. Learn why at IamHungerInAmerica.org. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Let's get back to the rafters here on WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids.
The bottom of the sixth inning, and what a defensive play there. Bobo was inches away from breaking through in the scoreboard. It was a liner into left field. Noll made the throw, and it was a tag by Rios. He got him in time. There was no question about that, but just so close. Rafters almost break through. 0-0 is the score. So Bryson Parrish, the initial starter, who was listed as a starter and was going to be the guy to start today, but didn't come in now, and he'll step in. And here in the bottom of the six. So six games appeared in with a 2-1 record. One versus Fond du Lac and one versus Green Bay. That was a late change from head field manager Kirk Schreider, because Parrish was the guy all day to be the starter. And then, yeah, he must have made that change very, very late. So Jackson Corrigan was the guy to lead, was the guy to start off. But Bryson Parrish now, he'll go to work. Parrish's first offering of the day, and a swing and a high fly ball into left field. Gallison sliding catch once more. And that's a second sliding catch from Jake Serain. Good start. So back-to-back flyouts to left. Parker Noll got a base hit and struck out swinging. One down. And a swing and a hard ground ball over to Brewer at short. Scoops it up, shifts onto his left in the throw to first. And he gets Noll for two down. So back-to-back outs. So Lorenzo Rios was walked and also had a base hit. Two down. Bottom of the six, 0-0. And a low-scoring affair, seven combined hits. One error for the Dockspiders. And Parrish will go to work. And he'll set in for a strike this time, 0-1. So on the University of North Alabama from Florence, Alabama. And the 0-1 on a swing and a high fly ball slicing into left field. Gallison charges it after again and makes another absolutely amazing play. Anthony Gallison. has been on top of it in left field. That's the third flyout in four at-batters for Gallison. Wow. We head to the top of the seventh, 0-0 through six.
Hey, this is Petty Pitcher Bob, and I love a good rummage sale. If you love them too, you can list your Saturday rummage sale right here on this radio station. Your 15-second Saturday rummage sale ad runs Friday all day and Saturday morning for only $50 per week. If you would like to list your Saturday rummage sale, call us now, 715-629-9501. The deadline for each week is Wednesday at noon. Operators are standing by now. Please have a valid credit card ready to go. See ya!
Who makes insurance simple? That's easy. Delta Dental of Wisconsin. So if you ask, what company encourages you to use your benefits for regular preventive care? Or who provides quick service online or by phone? Which insurance offers access to the largest provider networks? Or who helps you save money when you need more than a checkup? The answer is the same. Definitely Delta Dental. For dental and vision insurance made simple, choose Delta Dental of Wisconsin and Delta Vision today.
Mid-State Technical College. You belong here. Start your classes and get your degree right here or transfer to your four-year.
Mid-State Technical College. You belong here. In person at four convenient campuses, online or a hybrid.
Mid-State Technical College. You belong here for your Career Accelerator Certificate, a quick way to get ahead in your career.
Mid-State Technical College. You belong here.
Get started at mstc.edu.
Mid-State Technical College. You belong here.
Let's get back to Rafters Baseball here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Top of the seventh inning where the Rafters were almost there. Bobo took home from second on a liner from Lordoy into left field. But it was the throw from Knoll, the tag from Rios. So that's where we stand. As Anthony Gallison, he'll step in now. Has made some unbelievable plays on the defensive side. Another sliding catch into left field. Gallison, though, he's 0 for 2. And Weckler will go to work. And it goes out for a ball, 1-0. Mason Weckler, 6 innings, 71 pitches. 4 hits, a walk, and 4 strikeouts. And a 1-0, and there's a curveball. Paints the zone that time at a strike, 1-1. So a ball and a strike. And looking in is Weckler, and a swing, and a ball popped up back behind home plate. Rios takes his mask off and thought he could make that grab, but it goes into the stands. 1-2. So in Madison right now, you have the Mallards leading the Woodchucks, bottom of the fifth. They're up 3-1. So we'll keep a close eye on this game, but the Rafters, well, they're going to have to get it done here. And a ball goes up above the zone, 2-2. It's 2 balls, 2 strikes. Weckler here on Gallison, the 2-2 outside at a ball, 3-2. You know, I like my chances here. On the Rafters, you have Weckler right now. He's looking, his arm is a little bit tired. This is where the Rafters can hopefully capitalize as the 3-2 popped out back behind home plate and near the press box. Wow. I might have come over to the Doc Spiders TV broadcaster, Joey Robertson over there. 2 balls, 2 strikes. I think it did. Now, Cowan's at 3-2, Mason Weckler here on Gallison, the payoff. And a swing and a bouncer pulled away left field side. This is good for Gallison, working up the pitch count, getting Weckler's arm tired. And he's already thrown 77 pitches. Full count now. Weckler. And the payoff once more, and skied in a moonshot away. And Gallison, a lot of foul balls here. But staying on top of it, he's 0 for 2. On deck is Bornick. After that, due up is Kyle Carlson. 0-0 through six innings. Seven combined hits. Weckler takes a deep breath. Then the payoff again. And a swing and a ball bombed into right field. Peterson at the warning track and makes the catch. Boy, that was looking good off the bat. But Peterson made sure that didn't go out behind the fence. But Callison almost went opposite field on that.